As we prepare now to enter into worship, I invite each of you to take a deep breath, recognizing that breath is a God-given gift for all of us, never to be taken for granted. Breathe in God's Spirit, God's closeness, God's peace. Breathe out whatever is weighing you down or distracting you in this moment, so that you and we together might listen for God. And as we do, I remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Just a few notes about the service that follows. The music before the sermon today is a recording of an a cappella anthem sung by the chancel choir, Wait for the Lord by Davis Giersch. It was composed for the chancel choir a few years ago and is based on the words from Psalm 27. The words may be found along with today's hymns on our Facebook page and website. The postlude today is an organ arrangement of Amazing Grace by Adolphus Hailstork.
Thank you.
According to the account of creation found in Genesis chapter 1, after creating such momentous things as the sun, moon, and stars, the land and the sea, the birds of the air, and the animals on the earth, God proclaimed, "This is good." Now, those are words we don't hear often these days. We don't look around and observe the toll the coronavirus has taken on humanity and say this is good. We do not listen to the news about the violence, looting, and destruction that have occurred and say this is good. And we certainly do not contemplate the racial injustice that pervades our world and our nation and declare it good. Which prompts me to ask, is there anything about which we might say this is good? Of course there is. While pain, hurt, and hatred abound, so too does compassion, grace, mercy, generosity, kindness. There are people speaking out and acting on their beliefs in ways that make a positive difference. There are role models and helpers of every age, color, size, and shape stepping up to do what is right and good, even when doing so may not be easy or popular. So here is my hope and my prayer as we gather in a spirit of worship, that it will be our deep desire to live in such a way, both as individuals and as a community of faith, so that when God looks upon us and God sees what we are up to, God is prompted to respond, "This is good." Starting right here, right now, as we worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we confess our sins together, I direct you to the words that are available on our website. If you don't have those words handy, please join with us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, the world you created with such tender, loving care is hurting. So many human beings, all painstakingly fashioned in your image, have been treated unjustly. And your earth groans in response to our neglect and misuse of it. Forgive us for failing to protect the goodness you breathed into creation at the very start. And help us to reclaim our identity as your beloved children. You created us and declared that we were good. Let us be who you say we are. And let us, with passion and resolve, seek to live in ways that reflect your love, so that others might experience the abundant life you intended for all. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God's promise is sure. When we dare to confess our sins, and confess we must, God is faithful. God is just. God forgives us. God gives us a second chance, an opportunity to begin anew, to be different, to do it differently. May we seize this opportunity. May we claim this gift. And may we offer it freely to others. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 4. Listen to the words of the creation story. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And so it was. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that will bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky and gave light upon the earth to rule over the day and over the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters of every living creature that moves, of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food, and it was good. When God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And our next reading is from Psalm 8, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Once again, I have a special message for our children today, so listen closely. You may remember that a couple of weeks ago, I talked about Jesus praying for us and praying that we would all be one, on the same team. And I reminded us that the letters of the word team, T-E-A-M, stand for Together Everyone Achieves More. I hope you've been thinking about that in the days since we last talked. I know I have, especially because of what has been going on in our country the past few days. You may have heard your mom or your dad or your grandparents talking, or maybe you've watched or listened to some news, or perhaps you even drove through Lansdale and saw some things with your own eyes. But people in our towns and cities and all over our country have been protesting, which is just kind of a big word that describes a coming together to stand up for something that you believe in or feel strongly and passionately about. People at protests are often holding up signs or chanting messages together to communicate a common message. People have been protesting a lot of different important things for a really long time. At their best, protests are filled with peace, support, and love. They're a team coming together to share with all who will look and listen what they feel so strongly about. Sometimes, people's passions and strong feelings turn into anger, which can either be used in a good way or a not so good way. When anger in protest is used in a not so good way and violence happens, it really distracts everyone from what most people are there to do, peacefully share what is on their hearts and minds. Right now, what is filling the hearts and minds of many of us, and what is filling our news and our streets, are people gathering together because some members of our big human team, specifically our African-American teammates, aren't being treated like they've got a place on the playing field, like they aren't even on the team at all. They aren't being treated the way every single person on this earth deserves to be treated, with respect and kindness, with fairness and love. People are protesting and speaking up because we are a team. Together, everyone achieves more, remember? Everyone, not just some. If a member of our team is hurting or struggling or feeling like they aren't being heard or seen or loved, we all hurt and struggle together. That's how teams work. We don't all look the same or play the same, but that doesn't mean that we still can't be one. In fact, even though we are all very, very different in so many, many ways, it's all of the things that make us unique and special that make our team strong. Right now, and for a very long time before right now, our African American brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, have been feeling like they aren't a part of the team just because of the color of their skin. They have been told that what makes them different from the rest isn't a strength, but instead is a reason to exclude them or treat them unfairly or show them less kindness and care. They have been kept on the sidelines instead of out shining on the field. And that makes a lot of us really sad. And it makes our team, well, not a team anymore. Right now, it is our job to stick by our teammates and to stand up with them. Some people are standing up by taking to the streets with signs. Some are standing up by praying at home. Some are reading and watching and educating themselves about this big issue. And some are having really important conversations with family members and friends. You can show you are passionate and you care in a lot of different ways. The challenge, and the exciting part in my opinion, is finding out which ways of standing up fit you best. But no matter where we are or how old we are, we can all do little acts of teamwork that make a really big difference. Even you, especially you. You can make sure that your team, your circle of friends, is a really big circle and includes people that look and sound and act differently than you. Remember, different means strong. You can ask questions about things that you notice that are different about someone, rather than making fun of them or excluding them. You can be a team player and learn to look for who is missing or who isn't represented on the field, and then speak up and work together to make sure that your team and your field are filled with people of all shapes, sizes, abilities, and colors. We grown-ups are counting on you to teach us and to remind us how to show kindness and love to everyone, no matter how many differences we have or what those differences are. What makes each and every one of us special makes our team stronger. I'm so glad you are on St. John's strong team and that together we are making sure everyone has a spot on the field. Together, everyone achieves more. Together, love wins. Let's join in praying together, and then we will pray our Lord's Prayer. God, thank you for making us a team, and we're sorry when members of our team are hurting. Help us to stay a team by standing up, by speaking out, by coming to you in prayer. Help us to remember that our differences are what make us strong. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.